Welcome to the Happy Underdog Podcast. This is your host, Travoy Pointer. I'm an entrepreneur out of the Dallas, Texas area. If this is your first time plugging in with me on this podcast, I want to say thank you for joining. And however you found your way to this podcast, I'm happy you're here. And I hope nothing but greatness from this podcast and our interaction. I hope you gain nothing but value. You can take it back and apply it to your life and increase it and 10x it. So yeah, like I said, this whole week, man, it's been an amazing week. It's Thursday evening, 7 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm very happy, right? This whole week, I've been talking a lot about energy and enthusiasm, and how we should wake up and approach the day, those type of things. These are things that people laugh at for the most part, but they have a major impact on how your day and how your week and how your month and how your year goes. If you create a habit of abundance and you wake up, just something simple as saying, I'm going to get up this morning and I may be frustrated with my week or I may be frustrated with my circumstance right now, but I'm going to approach this day with high energy and enthusiasm. You never know what may change, right? If you don't address that day with great energy and great enthusiasm, you know what typically happens because most of us are living it, right? A lot of us are unhappy for those specific reasons. We address the day on a bad vibe from the start. And that basically plays a role in how the rest of your day, rest of your evening, rest of your afternoon, or whatever, rest of your year is gonna be. You gotta start controlling that scenario, right? So, I'm encouraging people to, fix that energy and fix that enthusiasm and, start your day off. Start your day off in the right way, man. It'll definitely create a lot of more clarity for you, and I personally want people to, enjoy living. You kind of get around people and they're like zombies, or, people walk around the mall, people walk around, anywhere you come across people are just kind of like zombified in the store. And I kind of want to just hug people sometimes, or I kind of want to just go and lift them up and like have a conversation and do something, because you see the energy levels are not what they should be. You waking up every day, this is life. You're not entitled to a life. You didn't have to be here, right? There's so much opportunity out here, so much abundance out here. We're not taking advantage of it because of the way we approach the day. So start your days in a different way. And that's not even the topic. The topic of today is, I like this concept. It's a lot. This is very major, very important to discuss. And, on this podcast, we talk a lot about the traits and the characteristics of the successful minded people, right? I can talk about money and status and clothes and, that stuff is cool. But honestly, that stuff gets tired. It gets tiring hearing about all the money that we can make. That's fine, right? I like to talk about what are the traits and characteristics of the successful minded people. How can we live an abundant life with wherever level we're on and continue to improve and get better, right? It's not always sexy to most people, but trust me, if you acquire the type of mindset, the lifestyle that you really want, it will happen. It will happen. Trust me. It just takes time. But today we're going to talk a little bit about failing forward, which is, again, I think it's an important topic that needs to be discussed, and it kind of gets undervalued because of all the rigmarole stuff that goes on in the days and every day. So I'm going to talk briefly again how to fail forward and why it's important, and how I think this plays in a impact on how you live your life. Right, most of us are very afraid of failing. Right, and society teaches us this stuff. You take a test in sixth grade, and if you get anything below a 70, you're basically, you're a failure. You're crying. If you get a 69, I failed, right? And, it's kind of damaging. And I think it's important to have ratings and scales and things like that. But, when you hit that 69 and the average passing grade is a 70, it sets you back mentally, right? But the funny thing about that is when you literally leave school, life has nothing to do with a test score, right? It's about getting better. It's about, enjoying your circumstance and improving your circumstance. It has nothing to do with a test score. So the concept of oh, I got a 65 out of 100, so I failed, and that's the end of it. It doesn't apply to anything at this point, right? So we want to talk about how, okay, I got a 69. Let me try again so I can get a 75 now. Let me try again so I can get an 82 after that, right? The concept of failing forward should be more of a hot topic at these days. So again, we're gonna use the sixth grade analogy because everyone can relate to, you know, that that, you know, having those test scores and having those semester scores of 70 and above and 70 and below. You know the feeling. You know when you come home and show your mom and dad an 85, the feeling. And you know when you come home and show your mom and dad a 65, the feeling, right? So let's just roll with that really quick. What I wanna do is discuss the level of consciousness that this creates, right? So it, with that grounded feeling of the sixth grade or the eighth grade, you know, we take this into our adult life, and we're still using these kid-like, childlike parameters to be, to the way we live in this world, right? So for example, how many people don't try new things because they're afraid that they're gonna fail and look bad in front of their friends or their peers or their parents or whatever? How many people don't try new opportunities because they're concerned about what people are gonna think about them not doing it at a high level, right? I mean, this is a sixth grade, fifth grade, fourth grade, you know, whatever, middle school, high school concept that we're living in our adult life on. It's not good at all, right? So we neglect experiencing new things, traveling, or exposing ourselves to new people, you know, trying new businesses, trying yoga, whatever it may be, because we're afraid of not doing it at a high level, or we're afraid of being judged, right? So we stay in our comfort zones and we resist failing forward. Right? What is life about? Life is about going forward every time. And so, again, we become stagnant and we don't move because the scare of failing and looking bad at it. How many people, and I talk about Will Smith, been talking about him a lot lately because he's just recently hopped on Instagram, and he's just caused a huge amount of uproar from his motivational, inspirational messages. And he's talking about these simple things that people have heard for their entire lives, right? Now, the Will Smith brand comes on and he says these things and everybody flips out of control, which is amazing. I mean, who doesn't love Will Smith? I love him to death. He's a great guy. However, he's not saying anything that you don't hear every day, right? You have to try. You have to experience. You have to put yourself in position to get better. How does that look? T. Harv Eker said, how you do anything is how you do everything. And this applies to every single thing in the entire world. You know, this is so simple, and I hate to break it down so simple, but this is really how simple it is. If you are at a restaurant, right, and you're with some friends, and you got a friend next to you, and they say, hey, try this sushi, right, and you never had sushi before, right, and clearly, you know, it's something that you've never tried before, and it may be unusual for you to try raw fish and et cetera, but try it. The fact that we stay in our comfort zones about something as simple as food. I remember I was in New York years ago in college, and I was hanging out with some friends, and we went out to this restaurant, and it was some squid, right? And we all tried squid. There was no way I knew I was going to enjoy any type of squid. But again, why are we closing ourselves off from new opportunities, new experiences? You know, I tried the squid and I hated it. I hated it so much, and I will never try squid again. But I know now. I can't sit up here and say, oh, squid is nasty, and I've never tried it before. Try the squid. and that's silly, right? But I'm talking about this relating to everything. You know, a lot of people, I'm here in Dallas, Texas, and some people have never left the city before. They've never left Dallas, Texas before. And if you genuinely don't want to do that, that's perfectly fine. But if you have a desire to see what a Kansas looks like, or what a Wyoming or a Seattle or New York or LA, if you will, looks like, why are you not trying it, right? We're talking about failing forward. You could go meet your new soulmate there. You could go meet your next business partner there. We're talking about failing forward. Now, I'm going to jump into a little bit on the professional side of this. I was kind of covering some personal stuff. But on the professional side, as far as, you know, what we got to break out of our comfort zones, man. And I'm stressing this so much because I see it every day. And, you know, I've had to break this from my own limited thinking that I've, you know, come out of, you know, as of late myself. You got to release yourself from this comfort zone that's stopping you from exploring yourself, from expanding. We have to look that way, right? So, you know, for business, when we approach something, when we are trying to meet someone new or trying to take our business to the next level, you know, when we come across something that's not new to us or not normal to us, we resist it, right? For example, I remember when 2 years ago I first started getting in contact with different lawyers and different managers for the music industry for my partner. I mean, we would literally go to, you know, these huge buildings. We would on the 17th floor and meet with big time 25, 30 year veterans who were lawyers and managers about the industry. You know, we had no idea what we were doing. All we knew is that we needed to know some information and that we needed to position ourselves and put ourselves up front for it. 2 years ago, were we having efficient meetings and having a great dialogue with attorneys? No way. Absolutely not. You know, we were horrible. We didn't ask the right questions. You know, we had a couple of different questions that we could ask. And, you know, we basically just asked and kind of let the attorneys talk and direct us, let the managers talk and direct us, right? But today it's a whole different ballgame. It's a whole different ballgame. We're talking 2 years of failing forward. And now if, you know, my business partner, True Def, or myself today, we're talking to lawyers or attorneys or managers or whatever, any type of professional, it's a completely different conversation that's going on right now. But that's from years of saying, I'm going to get better at this. I'm going to get better at this. You cannot underestimate the power of failing forward. It's just, it's something that's neat. If you want to achieve a significant level of success, right, if you really want to achieve a significant level of success, you're going to have to commit to failing forward. It is a concept that you cannot overlook, right? And I'm going to jump into this other concept. I think that what truly stops us from doing this, I'm going to dig into the core here, is our ego and our pride, right? Back to what I was saying before. We judge people, right? A lot of us judge people so much that we don't understand our ego is screwing up our opportunities. Our ego prevents us from moving forward, right? We don't want to be seen as a failure, right? So what we do is we sit back and let other people take risks and take opportunities and watch them, and then we judge them. That's what most of us do. So our ego is so big and we're so cynical that we don't convert and commit to our passions. Think about that for a second, man. You got to take this stuff serious. Our ego is so big that we do not commit to our passions and our dreams because we're scared of looking that we're not doing it the right way or failing. That is a crucial part of moving towards what you're trying to do. It's just doing it, experiencing it, screwing up. When you start to screw things up, you start to see where you can get better at, what needs to be fixed, right? Think about it. When you're driving down the street, right? And you all of a sudden you start to feel a bump on the back end, right? You check and see the tire's flat. You see what you got to fix. It's that simple. A long time ago, I did that. I let my ego go. I let my pride go because I was starting to understand, you know, I can, you know, we all have egos and prides, by the way. And we still have it today. You just got to manage it in a pretty good way, especially when you're around intelligent people. When you're around intelligent people, your ego and pride, you have to manage it, because if you're around those type of individuals who have egos and pride as well, and they're all managing theirs properly, I mean, you stick out like a sore thumb, right? And this emotional intelligence that's coming, that's a whole entire conversation right there. But back to what I'm saying, I realized about a year, maybe 3 years ago, that if I want to go into doing something great and I feel like I can do everything and I can say anything I want to and behave any way I want to and think it's all about me and let my ego take control of everything, I found out 2.5, 3 years ago That's not going to work. That's not going to work that way. If I want to get better at something, I have to first understand that I know nothing. That I know nothing. And I'm here to soak and absorb as much information as possible. Which means breaking down your pride and ego and admitting to yourself that I know nothing. Absorbing the information to get better. To then find better processes. Be more efficient in your work. Be more efficient in your personal life. Be more efficient by finding quality people to relate to. This stuff is, these are the foundations of doing great stuff every single day, right? 5 years, look, if you apply these kind of concepts to your life today and you over time accumulate these efficient concepts to your life, check yourself out 5 years from now. Check yourself out 10 years from now. You will be doing exactly what you want to do, right? You'll be around the right people that you want to be around. Your energy levels will be consistently flowing upward because of the habits that you're creating today. And that's what you want to do. That's the way it is. And it comes down to this. This is important. Do you believe in yourself enough? Do you believe in yourself enough to remove your ego and pride? To raise your energy levels? To go all in? To be conscious of your movements? To understand that it's not always about you? To understand that to do something great, you have to have great people around you and also contribute and be great as well. Do you believe in yourself enough to do these things, right? And if you don't, you're going to get your question answered. For me, 5-10 years from now, I want to wake up and say, you know what? The habits and traits that I apply and the character that I built and the legacy that I built, this is what it is. I can travel anytime I want to, do whatever I want to do. Have quality friends, travel around the world, have a great time every day, do the work that I love to do, and enjoy life. And I think that's what it's all about. I think everyone who's listening to this podcast or who's living in the world, I think what everyone wants is a great quality of life. And to obtain a great quality of life, it's going to take some work, right? Some people are born into it, which is cool, which is awesome, actually. Some people are get lucky, right? There's a 5% chance of getting real lucky here. But for the bulk of us, there's a 95% application of hard work and a bunch of other different things that I always talk about that it's going to take for you to position yourself to have that quality of life that you really want. And if you commit to it, if you're vulnerable to that process, you will get it. It's really that simple. You just got to really become conscious of it. Be open to things like failing forward, because that's the only way you're going to learn. That's the only way you're going to improve and get better. So that's my message for today. I'm excited. As always, let me just say this really quick. We all have challenges. We all have bad days. We all have moments where we're not so great and happy about things, right? I experience the same thing too, but it's always going to come back to what is my mindset? What is my perspective on how I treat this moment, how I treat this circumstance? If you learn to manage your mindset and treat these scenarios, right, a different way, use a different perspective to look at these scenarios where you think you're failing or you think this is a bad day, when really it's a learning opportunity, an experience to say, you know what? I'm not going to react like I normally react. I'm going to treat this a different way, right? That girl told me no, or that guy told me no, or that job told me no. Maybe I need to improve my resume, or maybe I need to start my own business, or maybe I need to wear a red tie with that suit next time, or maybe I need to wear some heels with that dress next time. I don't know, but if you change your perspective on these things and how you view life in a more positive way, in a more progressive way, you will see changes, and I can promise you that. So, but it takes you to do that, and that's what I want to get across today. I'm glad you guys are listening in. Hey, if you like that podcast, do me a favor and share it, comment it, and make sure you subscribe to the podcast. The best compliment that you could ever give me is to share this information with other people. For me to get this information out to several people and talk about the day-to-day grind and how to become great in the process of becoming great, that's what I want to get out to most people. And I think most of the time when I connect with individuals and I'm able to talk and have these type of conversations, they see the value, they feel the value. And that brings me the greatest pleasure with helping others see the best version of themselves. And that's what this is all about. So like I said, subscribe to the podcast, share it, leave a comment. I just want to throw a plug in really quick. I have an online course that is releasing here on the 19th of March, which is this upcoming Monday. It is a great resource to simplify mindset mastery. This is a great, like I said, a great resource. And I put three concepts together that will simplify mindset mastery. And why is mindset mastery an important piece? It's important because if you simplify the process to success, it's going to allow you to get to exactly where you're trying to get to and expedite it and accelerate it, right? And to do that, it starts with mastering your mindset. You can get anywhere you want to in life if you do the first thing, which is mastering your mindset. And that's why I talk a lot about this stuff, because I really want people to achieve their goals. You know, it's not just about me. I feel very confident I'm going to achieve my goals. I feel very confident the people in my circle are going to achieve my goals. I want it outside of my circle. I want everyone to feel just as empowered and just as confident about accomplishing their day-to-day goals and their lifetime goals just as I feel. And there's a formula. There's a pretty simple formula I put together. And I think when you listen to this online course and when you really dive into the details and keep replaying these concepts, three concepts, you really will enjoy it. And so those three concepts are self-awareness, overcoming fears in your environment. I talk a lot in detail on this course, and I'm excited about it. So if that's something you're interested in, shoot me an email too. I just actually got a new email. So it's trevoy@trevoypointer.com. It's kind of funny. It's T-R-E-V-O-Y at Trevoy, T-R-E-V-O-Y, Pointer, P-O-I-N-T-E-R.com. So shoot me an email if you're interested. I will definitely discuss more with you, and I'll shoot you the link to support it too when it comes out. So let me know. I'm on social media as well. Trevoy Pointer, TrevoyPointer. Put an at sign in front of that, and you will find me on all social medias. I'm out. Y'all have a good one. See you next time.